Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Patriots This Week continues, as does the Pats schedule of the Philadelphia Eagles. And speaking of schedules, one was changed for the officiating crew now side of this game. Reportedly, Pete Morelli and his crew of officials were set to do the Monday night game between Dallas and Washington. And guys, this much troubled crew, which has been in the news a lot lately, has been reassigned to the Patriots and the Eagles.
Yeah, and I mean, where do we start here? I mean, I think we go back to last week with Tony Corrente. And, you know, we're watching that game, Bob. We're seeing the course of that game develop and how it's trending. And then you find out that Tony froze up pretty much when the conditions really got dire in that second half. And there was no communication between he and the sideline or Brady. And Brady looks at him. He's got that vacant stare. I think he's a 64-year-old man sitting out there in those conditions. Pete Morelli, 64-year-old man. And I'm not an ageist where you're against older people working. The game has changed to a point where it's not what it was when these guys first came into the league. And I really don't think that they could keep up with the pace. And I think new rules and how it benefits the offense where when the ball's in flight, it's either a holding call, an arm bar, a hook call, pass interference, hands to the face. There's so many things in play that you've increased the odds of human error. And I think that's a big issue in the league. And the integrity of the game stinks from the officiating standpoint.
74 new ways to earn a parking ticket. That's essentially what it is. You go out there. You go out there and you don't just fight the other team. You have to beat the rule book as well. And I think that's the biggest problem. You actually mentioned Corrente. I mean, before even getting to Morelli, Corrente's first words that he spoke in the game, other than the coin toss, was to screw up the Cameron Fleming eligible issue.
And that's who Cameron reports to. That's the scary part of it.
And you can see it on camera, him staring at him for a long 3 seconds.
And all 11 guys are, he reported. And the sideline went absolutely
and
nuts.
And your head referee doesn't. The point is, these guys aren't very good. And, I mean, in our profession, when you're not very good, you're gone.
Yeah,
somehow they're not. In this case, and you understand, so back to the Morelli issue. They've had a bad week. How do you punish someone? You send them to cover the defending champions.
A 4:30 game.
Are you kidding me?
And this is a crew that's had a lot of bad weeks, going back to the divisional round of the playoffs last year. Dallas against Detroit. Actually, the wild card round of the playoffs last year. Dallas versus Detroit.
The Pettigrew penalty.
The Pettigrew pass interference call that was
crazy.
Eventually overruled. Communication seems to be as much of a problem, as you alluded to, as incompetence. Bill Belichick was upset, it seemed, based on some of his comments after the fact, again, that the communication about the excess timeout could have been better.
Well, and that's the problem, is when he clicked that mic, and that's why I flipped in the booth. Like, how do you issue an excess timeout without explaining the rule when the other team doesn't have the timeout? And plus, when you do that, you don't communicate it to the sideline, you've got to tell New England, hey, you're accepting this penalty. It's a penalty, but I am going to start the clock. That was never communicated with the sideline. The quarterback, the head coach, the offensive staff thought, okay, it's a dead ball foul. They screwed up. You know, they got the defender that's hurt. Why are we winding the clock here?
It's his job to communicate clearly what's going on. Imagine a phrase like this. I murdered a burrito.
Why are you going to bring murder in it?
The point is, the second half of the phrase is really important. You can't communicate, we're in a timeout, and not say the other half of the rule that things are going to roll on my thing. I murdered a burrito.
Where'd
is a much different
from?
Story.
Was it from Moe's?
But that's for Moe's. Yeah. But it's a different story.
Being in the
crate business. Potentially, yeah. But the point of it is, the second half's the most important part. You can't stop short.
Right.
You can't stop short on, we're in a timeout, and then roll the clock and not tell anyone.
Well, speaking of timeouts, let's communicate to the audience. We've got to take a scheduled timeout, not an excess timeout, on Patriots This Week.